Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
About 34 after the hour. DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Facebook.com/DJ V Show. Twitter at DJ V Show. A nice picture of Jennifer Horn with her dad, Michael, and John Voight from the studios of the CRN International Digital
Broadcast Center.
Bombs Shelter. And yes, and Broadcast Center as well.
And did you know, Doug, I'll toot Jen's horn for her. John Voight is a fan of Jen's.
Really?
And listens to her.
He knew who I was. I almost died.
How cool is that? Yeah.
It was so surreal.
So where were you when you, that picture, if you go to Jen's website, why don't we just post it on our Facebook?
It's
on ours? Is it posted on our Facebook?
The funny thing is, it's not, but we should definitely do that.
Yes.
The funny thing is, my dad posted the same picture, and in it, there's like a splotch on my shirt that was not there in real life. So I don't know if he had a dirty camera lens. So I had to crop the heck out of like my shirt because it had like, I don't know what the heck. I'm looking at it. I'm like, Dad, do you see this spot? But it showed up on camera. Anyway.
For those who don't know, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so John Voight, you know, he's a conservative guy and a fan of Donald Trump, as I tend to be. And since I do a political show in Los Angeles, he walks around the corner and my dad introduces us. He goes, "You're the Jennifer?" I'm like, oh my God. Yes.
I'm sure he listens to that radio station. I would think he'd be.
Yeah, life made. John Voight knows who I am. It was weird.
Yeah, no, it's fine. All right. So there's a nice picture. And one of the reasons that John Voight is in people's focus is because he's Angelina Jolie's father. And they've had estranged relations for most of her adult life, back and forth. And the rumor was that Brad Pitt helped to bring them back together. So now one would wonder what that relationship would be like if Brad Pitt is out of the picture. By the way, Brad Pitt released a statement to People regarding his wife's decision to file for the divorce. There hasn't been a lot of talk about it other than that first day. Apparently, he's still being investigated for child abuse. What's come out of that in the L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services, Jen, do you hear anything?
I haven't heard much. I would predict that this probably kind of goes away after a while, kind of quietly. I think there was probably, you know, a big hoopla at the beginning and the feds had to get involved because it happened in airspace. And this was kind of the catalyst for Angelina Jolie to leave. But I have a feeling it was more than that. I think he's got a real issue with drinking at this moment, it seems like.
Yeah.
Because most of the tabloids are reporting that he cheated on Angelina and that this is kind of the it stems from what whatever he's going through from the addiction perspective. So
it's called grow up.
Yeah.
Well, I think, go ahead.
Oh no. I think that you'll probably see him clean himself up and go away for a little while and then probably try to get it back again. I mean, they seem to really love each other. Yeah. I almost had like the crystal ball out with Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck where it seemed like it was going to happen really quickly, but then it sort of petered off as, you know, as he got more mature.
It's he submitted to drug testing, but that's not really going to do much because it happened. He submitted to the drug test 2 days after the incident was filed. So I think he's just doing that because he has to. But it turns out it seems that the story has been coming out more and more. He and Angelina were fighting on the flight and Maddox, their oldest son, who's 14 and a typical teenager, he got involved and I guess tried to defend Angelina. And then there was no shoving, but there was apparently, you know, maybe a hand put on his shoulder to maybe get him out of the way or to sit him down. But that's what Brad admitted to that, but has said beyond that, there was nothing else physical.
Right.
Sometimes those things get
beating the heck out of his kids.
Yeah. So anyway, he broke his silence on Access Hollywood, he didn't really address the allegations from what I can see. He announced that he'll not be attending the red carpet screening of The Voyage of Time, which is something that he did a documentary that is supposed to be a great IMAX film, by the way, for children, families. And it goes back to the beginning of time, the Big Bang and that sort of thing. A fascinating project for sure. And that's what he focused on in the conversation with Access Hollywood. Because as Jennifer said, and I think Victoria, there's nothing to be gained from talking about this in public. Because it just gets footballed around by these Access Hollywood Entertainment Tonight shows. Think about
how hard this would be to go through just in regular life. And then to have everybody speculating and everybody. I don't know.
All right, so there's that story. The victims of September 11th, there was a bill that went through Congress and passed by flying colors, and then President Obama vetoed it. And then it went back to Congress, and then Congress said, well, we don't really give a you-know-what about your veto. They said, no, are you serious? So this, I think, is the first time in Obama's presidency that he's had an override to a veto. He vetoed 11 bills, but this is the first time it's been overridden.
But this had bipartisan support. I mean, everybody was kind of on board with this. Yeah. The only person in the Senate, you know who it was? Any guesses?
Harry Reid.
You got it.
Mr. Fossil. The president said it's the most embarrassing thing Congress has done in years. Well, it may be if you're a globalist, but if you're interested in the American people, it isn't, because the Saudi Arabians are up to their Mickey in this, and everybody knows it.
I think most people, like, the veil's been lifted, and we now know that Saudi Arabia, even though they're a loose ally of ours, that they're behind a lot of this stuff, that their government needs to have a little pressure put on them. And, you know, to be honest, I mean, President Obama at the beginning makes a very compelling argument. His argument against this was, hey, if we start suing other governments, then we're setting precedents for them to sue us. But at the same time, these families endured a lot. We actually now will get to see how deep the corruption runs in Saudi Arabia. If any of these families decide to pursue lawsuits against the government, you're going to actually know how deeply they were involved. And I think we have a right to know that.
Mm-hmm. We do. But my only concern is this all just going to be for nothing? I mean, if you say I'm going to sue the country of Saudi Arabia, who is the governing court that's actually going to make Saudi Arabia pay up?
There's nothing, so it's a gesture.
This is for information more than
gesture.
This is
so you sue in U.S. courts.
Yeah, that's Peter Trahan, who's at the controls.
It's a show.
In Washington. Yeah, it is
right.
A show.
But I mean, how? But what would even make them give
a US
information
court do to Saudi Arabia?
Nothing.
Well, yeah, but how? That's exactly my point. So I don't understand why this is considered a victory. I understand, you know, especially being in New York City where I am, I understand how personal this is to so many people. But I just don't know that this is really going to accomplish anything.
All right. So speaking of Harry Reid, the fossil, there's an animal rights bill that he's holding up. Anybody know anything about that?
No.
There's a bill that has been touted to supposedly be federal protection for animals, and Harry Reid's gotten in the way of it. And if that's the case, there's somebody paying him off. So we ought to figure out what the story is and do our little bit of research. I just have been asked the question. I want to know about it myself. Speaking of being asked questions, we were talking about this woman who's wearing a burqa or a headscarf or whatever it is, trying to be a newscaster.
Mm-hmm.
And
she is a newscaster.
Right. But she's not a television newscaster. She's a radio, audio, and whatever video she does is podcast. Right. She wants to get a job with a supposedly legitimate news channel.
Well, she works for digital news, which all legitimate organizations. But yeah, she does digital news.
Yeah, but
web stuff.
It's not considered like NBC, ABC, CBS or your local news station. Not the same.
Well, so it's not network TV. Yeah,
I know. Right. OK. Anyway, so is this question comes from Susan Warren, one of our listeners. Would this girl's country allow an American female newscaster to broadcast without a headscarf in her country? I think not. Why are Americans the only people in the world expected to exhibit tolerance when nobody else does? Now, that's a question I ask all the time.
Why would we make her remove her headscarf, though? That's the point of America. Why would we religious freedom and tolerance? Why would we force her to remove her headscarf? That makes no sense to me at all.
Oh, but this woman is saying it's tit for tat, whether you agree with that or you don't agree with that. We wouldn't be able to do something that wasn't accepted in their country. What the suggestion was that it's not acceptable in this country for some. There's no law. There's nothing that makes it formal. There are just some people who are not comfortable around women covering themselves up or whatever it is that the tradition is, because it's different. That's all. It's something that's different and not comfortable. I couldn't imagine It would be very interesting to see if this woman does get a job and is allowed to wear a burqa on TV. I just think that people are uncomfortable with it, whether it's right
that's
or wrong.
Hijab.
That's
I don't think she's wearing a burqa.
I don't mean a burqa. I mean a scarf, yeah. Headscarf.
Yeah. I think, you know, we talked about this a little bit the other day. It's, you know, so much of our news is sexualized. I mean, when you look at the females that deliver news in this country, whether you're looking at cable news networks or you're looking at local news.
It's called Fox TNA News.
It's a much different look than when you look at the men sitting next to them. And, right. You know, unfortunately for this woman, you know, you can argue about whether or not she should be wearing the hijab. I don't care. That's her personal choice and her, you know, right to do that.
Yeah.
But she's got an uphill battle here because the news media sexualizes women. They want them to look a certain way. I can't imagine that they're going to change that criteria. I mean, maybe to get the feel-good story out in the press that they did it. But, I mean, it's an industry that's kind of stacked against her right now.
Yep, I would say that was true. 45 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is your teen driving you crazy, cracking their knuckles.
Please stop. It's disgusting.
Would you like to know why they do it? Here's the developmental science of it. So now, all of a sudden, your child starts to crack their knuckles, common behavior, especially in adolescence. But they're not doing it to annoy you. Instead, it's kind of like a mini stress reducer. It's a way that adolescents release their tension.
Stress and nervous tension are now serious social problems in all parts of the galaxy.
Should you worry about it? Probably not. Is it going to cause health problems? Probably not. But you should ask your medical guy to be sure. What's the cheap psychological trick? Cracking knuckles is typically one of those behaviors which goes away all on its own. Moral of the story, pick your battles with your teenagers. This one is definitely not worth fighting. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on AppCheck, Al Gore, Climate Crisis is one of the most thoughtful and complex apps on any subject. It's $5, but outstanding. Al Gore, Climate Crisis.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. More American companies are creating ancillary ways to go green without sacrificing quality. Calvin Klein, maker of jeans, underwear, and high-end fragrances, is using something called carbon offsetting when flying in famous celebrities to endorse their products. Marie DeSaro.
It takes over 2,000 pounds per person of carbon emissions and whatnot that are put into the air by their flight and their hotel and their taxis and things like that to get here. So they're offering a carbon offset everybody.
And how does that work, the carbon offset?
They'll do good things for the environment. They'll go plant trees and whatnot to offset the footprint that is left. It's really cool.
As always, it'll be American ingenuity getting us closer to the solution.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this?
I'm Janet.
Favorite bike?
Little Hondas are good. Yeah, I especially recommend them for women that haven't really ridden bikes.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
I'm Janet. Back when I was a little kid, my brother rode motocross and we had an enduro track down by my house. So he kind of taught me how to ride bikes. I rode a Honda Shadow for years, and you can't beat it. It's just, I can't kill the thing. It keeps on going and going and going. In fact, my little Honda's been starting some of the Harleys that were dead. So I know the bikers don't want to hear that, but little Hondas are good. Yeah.
American Bike. Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Hi, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. Here's a question from Sam, who has a four-year-old home and a shingle roof. Wow, that's got to be the most unique house in town, right? when he has a hard blowing rain, his living room ceiling leaks. Sounds like you had a crappy builder, Sam.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so obviously your roof shingles are not worn out. This is an installation problem. At some point, the flashing has broken down. These kinds of leaks can be really tricky to track down because they only happen when the wind blows from a certain direction. You got a certain amount of rainfall. And so one of the ways that you can do this is to literally get on your roof or on a ladder and use a hose and try to wash down. I would start with the walls first. Like, for example, this leak's going to be where there's an intersection. So like if you had like a second floor wall that intersected with your roof, I would like let a lot of water sort of flow down that wall as it would in a heavier rainstorm and see if you can actually create the leak. And move it sort of from one end to the other so you kind of always know. You don't just go all over the place. You want to start it like on the left side, move to the right side so you can kind of get some sense as to where it is. But I can tell you the leak's going to be where there's an intersection. So the intersection could be a wall and a roof, or it could be where a window goes through a wall and then leaks down the wall and comes through the roof. It could be around a plumbing vent flashing or a chimney flashing. It's always going to be where there's some break in that roof plane is where this leak's going to occur. It's not going to be in the middle of the roof. It's going to be at one point where it intersects with some other part of your home. And if you sort of test it with a hose, running a lot of water down there, sometimes you can get lucky and figure out exactly where it's happening. And then once you identify that area, you literally have to take it apart and put it back together, but with the proper flashing.
Steve wants to know how he can get a nice clean paint line when he repaints.
So what would you tell Steve, Doug?
I would tell him to get masking tape, depending on what he's painting, the siding of the house, or he's painting inside.
Well, let's assume he's painting the inside of the house.
That's what people usually... use masking tape.
Well, yes, but there are a couple of tricks to it. So, if you're just concerned about getting a clean line around wood trim, then yes, you could use a painter's tape. And the newer painter's tapes today have sort of a treatment where they absorb moisture at the edge and help you get a really clean line. If you're trying to do something like a stripe, a little trick of the trade is to paint the base color first and then put the tape on and paint the second color up to that tape edge. And this way you won't have sort of that rough edge of a line in between the two.
Claire is interested in repairing sun damage to her wooden front door.
Well, the best way to refinish that, Claire, would be to find a nice, decent day, take the door off the hinges, lay it on a couple of sawhorses, and start sanding. You've really got to get that old finish off, and it's a lot harder to do this when the door is installed. Even if you have to, you know, put it on, take it off, put it back on again a couple of times through this process, you want to take it off, do all the sanding, and then use a marine varnish or a marine urethane because it has a high UV protection factor to it, and that will stop the sun damage from happening again.
There you go. The man in the know is Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show here.